Well,
good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Right, I will now make my third attempt to give you a chemistry lesson.
Chemistry? Strike? What, again?
Yes, Bottomley, again. And I don't want any interruptions from you or anybody else. Last lesson, we got into a terrible jumble talking about nitrogen. Remember?
Yes, sir.
Right, well, we'll pass over that. And today, I'm going to teach you how we get ammonia from nitrogen and hydrogen. Now, first of all, Stanford, what is ammonia?
Well, it's the sort of thing you catch.
Catch? What, like a tram?
Yeah. No.
What?
You catch it through drinking lemonade out of damp glasses.
Lemonade out of damp glasses?
Yeah.
You catch what?
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia? I never said anything about pneumonia. Listen, you haven't got green bottle singlet on, have you?
No, sir.
Ah, well, you sound like him. I thought you might be trying to look like him as well. I said ammonia, and you don't catch it. It's a gas.
Oh.
Yes, oh. Perhaps Master Bottomley has got something to say on the subject.
I never did it.
Well, somebody's lying. No, I mean, never did what?
I never did anything.
No, you've never done anything in your life, as far as I can see. No work, anyhow.
Yes, I have.
Well, why don't you pay attention?
I was paying attention.
Bottomley, I hate to call you a storyteller, but you are.
Strike!
Well, what were we talking about?
When, sir?
You see?
Chemistry.
Marvellous. Well, what about it? Did you hear me mention ammonia?
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, explain it.
Explain it?
Yes, give me a sentence explaining it. Ammonia.
Ammonia, because I got nowhere else to go.
Good boy. I didn't think... What? See? You weren't paying attention. Come out of
here. Oh,
serves you right. How do you expect to learn anything if you don't pay attention? I'm only here because I've got nowhere else to go.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what about all going to the pictures?
Now, that's an idea. We could... No! Green bottle. When did you come in?
Just then.
Well, mind your own business. You don't even know what we're talking about.
Yes.
And what made you late?
Yes, well, I've been here all the time.
Yes. Didn't you say you just came in?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
I've been over talking to the builders.
The builders?
Yes, the Joker's rebuilding our classroom that was blown up.
Oh, have you? Greenbottle, I told you distinctly to come straight here to the bike shed for lessons. And I forbade you to go anywhere near the rebuilding.
Yes, but I was just giving them a hand.
Giving them a hand?
Yes. I was telling them how my old man had built a house.
Yes. What? Oh, well, at that rate, you probably told them to put the floor on top of the roof.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, that's amazing.
I didn't have to.
Didn't have to?
No, Mr. Scoople told them that.
Oh, well, that's all right. What? Mr. Snoogles?
Yes.
Is he there as well?
Yes.
And he told them to put the floor on top of the roof?
Yes.
Yeah, but I...
And he's right, too.
Right?
Yes, it doesn't get worn out so quickly up there.
No, of course, I... What? Look, just a minute. I'll have to go and see about this.
Shall I come too, sir?
Yes, you... No, you stay where you are.
Wouldn't it be better to have the floor under the roof, sir?
No, of course it wouldn't.
You're in the rack.
Yes, look, quiet. You boys carry on by yourselves for a minute while I go and straighten this business out. And no noise while I'm gone, all right?
No, sir.
Wacko.
Yes.
Hey, listen.
What?
I thought he'd rush out and see what was going on.
Wise guy, huh?
Yes.
Well, what about it?
Yes, well, I've got an idea.
You've got an idea?
Yes.
Well, be careful with it. You might never get another.
Yes. Huh?
Skipper.
Yes.
Well, what's the idea?
Yes, but while he's out, we're alone in the bike shed, aren't we?
You tell fortunes as well?
Yes, no.
Well, go on, Sherlock. What's this bright idea?
Yes, well, we can let down the tires on Percy's bike.
Yeah. Did you think of that all by yourself?
Yes.
You're wasting your time.
Oh.
You ought to be a gangster.
Yes.
Hey, Strike, you better not let his tires down.
Don't be a dill, Stamford. It probably took Green Bottle 4 hours to work this out. We can't disappoint him now.
Oh.
Well, I don't reckon yours is.
Oh, rat. Which one's his bike?
This one here.
Well, loosen that bell.
Yes.
Strike, you cop it.
Go on, unscrew it.
Oh, I can't. It's stuck.
Here, give us a shot.
Yes, well, go on.
Strike it. Tough.
Yeah.
There, that's got to the fifth.
Well, you better hurry up.
All right, give us a chance.
Shut it a bit more.
There, that's a bit more.
Yes, well, give me a pass.
Striker, that's nothing to your fingers. Look.
Well, it's your own fault.
Yes, well, it should go any minute now.
Well, hurry up. He'll be back.
Yeah.
Strike, leave it, Greeny. Leave it. Here he is.
Yes, but it's just gone to go.
Leave it.
Strike, you leave.
Quiet, Mud, quiet.
Everything's all right out there. They couldn't have taken any notice of you, Greenbottle.
Yes, yeah.
No, and I can quite understand them not taking any notice of... What's that?
What's what?
That.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what's that?
What's what?
That.
I don't know. Quiet, look. Look, stop carrying on like a lot of machine guns.
Yeah.
I think your tire's gone down, sir.
Yeah. What?
You always want to keep the valves tight, sir.
Do I? All right, I know that they were tight. They were done up with a wrench.
Well, no wonder we couldn't... Yeah.
Well, no wonder what?
He was just going to say no wonder they were tight if you did them up with a wrench.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, that's possibly.
Oh, any time.
Yeah.
Look, just a minute. Look, what's going on here? Did you loosen that valve bodily?
Valve, sir?
Yes, valve. And so let that tire down.
I couldn't do that, sir.
Couldn't? Why not?
When I had the bumps on my head, Red, they said I'd never make a mechanic.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I was either going to be a missionary, a tram conductor, or unemployed.
Oh, I see. Well, listen, you're going to be a corpse if you don't stop wasting time. You don't have to be a mechanic to let a valve down.
Yeah, but... don't you?
No, of course you don't, and you know it.
Please, sir, what's a valve?
Yes, well...
Nice work, Stamford. Nice work.
Exactly. Nice work. What? What are you talking about?
A valve, sir.
I didn't mean you.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, you didn't mean me either.
No, I know I didn't, so keep quiet.
Yes.
Anybody listening to this conversation would think we were all a bunch of lunatics.
Well, we three are all right.
Yes, but I meant... what did you say?
Say, sir?
Yes, what did you say then?
Oh, I just said... the front tire's still tight.
Oh, did you? Is it?
Yeah, it's only the back one that's gone down.
You'll go down in a minute if you're not very careful. Yes, so... Now, listen, we've wasted quite enough time. I want to know what all this means.
Yes, well, it means you've got a flat tire.
Exactly. But have I? Well, I haven't got anything of the sort.
Oh, you have so, too.
And I say I haven't.
Yes, you have, look.
That's not my bicycle, that's Mr. Snootles.
Yes, I?
That's Mr. Snootles.
Oh, we've let down the wrong one.
Yes, yes.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to say that.
You mug, green bottle.
Oh, I see.
Torn it.
There.
Oh.
Yes, and you were probably in that too, bottle.
No, no, no.
Serves you right, the pair of you. That might teach you a lesson.
Please, sir, what's a valve?
I've been elected. Now that you've all had the stick, perhaps you're satisfied. And you got your stand for asking questions at an inopportune moment.
But, Strike, that's not fair.
What's not fair?
You gave us the stick for that, but you didn't even ask Stanforth.
Yes.
Well, I know Stanforth wouldn't be in it.
Why, sir?
Well, what?
But you should ask him.
I don't have to ask him if I don't want to.
But, Strike, that's favoritism.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right. I will ask him.
Yes, ask him.
Right. Well, what are you going to have, Stan? No, I mean... were you in that?
No, sir.
No. There, see?
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, but what did we tell you?
Exactly. Greenbuck, look, if you'll stop behaving like a donkey, we might be able to forget all this business and get on with the lesson.
Yes, sir.
All right, Chatterbox, keep quiet.
Yes.
I started out this morning with the idea of having an uninterrupted chemistry lesson. But so far, we've had all interruption and no chemistry.
Yes.
Right, well, now we're just going to reverse things and do some work. I've explained that I'm going to teach you how we make ammonia from hydrogen and nitrogen. Pipe down. Keep quiet, Bottomley.
Yes.
Firstly, what is the formula for ammonia?
I know.
Just a minute. Look, first I'd better tell you what ammonia is. It's a gas which can be condensed to a liquid by the application of pressure. And it's used for the manufacture of ice and also the manufacture of ammonia compounds and fertilizers. However, that's by the way. But it has a formula. Now, what's the formula?
What for?
Sulfuric acid. No! What for? What do you think I'm talking about, gorgonzola cheese?
Eh? Well, if you are, there's no need to.
No?
No, that can talk for itself.
Exactly. But I've been listening.
Apparently,
that's the only way to deal with you. Every time you speak in future, I'll just automatically give you the stick.
Yes.
Yes, and you too. Well, come on, what's the formula for cheese? For ammonia. Do you know, Stanford?
No, sir.
No. And I don't suppose anybody else knows either, so I'll tell you. The formula is NH3.
Oh, yes.
So you knew that, Green Bottle?
No.
Why bellow out, oh, yes, like a mad bull?
Yes, I just thought you deserved a word of encouragement.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Well, I don't, so hold your tongue.
Yes.
Now that we all know the formula for ammonia is NH3, what do we learn from that, Stanton?
Strike, you asked me the last question, sir.
Did I?
Yes, sir, it's Bottomley's turn.
Oh, well, come on, Bottle. You tell us.
Oh, Sprite, sir. I don't want to be talking all the time. Ask Green Bottle.
Shall I?
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, I don't know the answer either.
Oh, well, it's my turn. Now, listen. I wish you boys would try and do some work occasionally instead of trying to put it off onto someone else all the time. The formula is NH3. And so we learn from that that ammonia is made up of one part nitrogen and three parts hydrogen, don't we? Don't we, Bottomley?
Do I say yes now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks. Now, the next question. I mean, Bottomley, look, we're not playing a game. Did you follow what I just said? NH3 means one part nitrogen and three parts hydrogen.
Why, sir?
Well, because it is. You can tell from the formula that it's made up of two elements.
So what?
Two elements. Nitrogen and hydrogen are both elements, and all elements have a symbol.
What's an element, sir?
Element? Well, look, don't you know anything?
Yes, well, I know that.
Yes, of course.
The old man.
Of course. What about him?
He's an element.
What, your father?
Yes.
Rubbish. I'll admit that your father's been most things in his time, but he's certainly not an elephant. Not an element. And never has been.
Well, he's got a symbol.
Has he?
Yes, and he's got a set of bagpipes, too.
All right. Oh, look, I don't care if he's got a set of false teeth. I don't want to hear about that. And I wasn't talking about the symbols that you crash. That's a different symbol altogether. This is symbol. The symbol denoting an element. N is the symbol for nitrogen. Follow?
Yeah.
Right. Now, what's the symbol for hydrogen?
N.
No! N is nitrogen. Hydrogen is a different symbol altogether.
Oh, that's the one the old man's got.
What?
The one you crash.
But what's that?
Hydrogen.
Why?
It's a different symbol altogether.
Listen, Greenbottle. If you're really trying, I'm sorry I hit you, but I don't think you are. Nobody could have as few brains as you've got and still live. The symbol for hydrogen is H. Now, that's oxygen.
Oh, what's hydrogen?
H.
But you just said it was O.
No, I didn't. I said hydrogen is H.
Then you altered your mind and said, no, that's oxygen.
Did I? No, that was when you said O.
Did I?
Yes. That's oxygen. I mean, listen. No! Serves you right. We could just go on with it like that for hours.
Yeah.
Hold your tongue.
Yeah.
The ignorance of you boys is staggering.
Yes, sir.
But I'm afraid we can't do anything about it now as it's recess time.
Yes, sir.
But just a minute. I'm going to set you some homework. You'll find a list of elements and their symbols in the back of your chemistry book. So learn them. And next lesson, we'll have a test. And also read up the experiment of how we obtain ammonia from nitrogen and hydrogen.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, you might even do that and surprise you.
Why? Well, all I can say is that it'll be a very pleasant surprise.
Yes.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.